Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Media.
There is no place I'd rather be than with you.
Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Obviously, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to the Taco Man Show. For the next hour, we'll combine a little humor with some sports, a little reality as well. Open phone lines around the planet as this is your show. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7570. Of course, in the headlines, NCAA basketball. Whoa, the World Heavyweight Championship. Got some NFL stuff to talk about. And guess what? We'll be joined by Steph Curry. The great Steph Curry, possibly the greatest shooter in the history of the NBA. He'll be here for about 10 minutes. And, of course, there'll also be the great Dominic Jimenez. That's right. The one, the only Dominic Jimenez in Dominic's Diner. What can I say? He's the superstar in the making. No, he is the superstar in his own right. No doubt about it. So we've got Dominic. We've got Steph Curry. We've got myself, the Taco Man. And do we have you as well? The phone lines, once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Drunk, had a few drinks, don't want to act like a fool in the air. I understand. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Every business has unique stats that lead them on a path to growth. Let Muse Platforms find yours with a free assessment to see how we can help you increase sales. Text STATS to 797979 for your free assessment today. MusePlatforms.com will build your digital marketing platform through insight, innovation, and impact. We provide a one-stop shop for Adobe Creative and Marketing Cloud solutions for businesses of all sizes. So text STATS to 797979 today. Let your stats lead you down a path to growth.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Thinking about redoing your kitchen or bath, or maybe adding a new fence or roof but don't know where to start? Check out Lowe's Home Services. Start with a free consultation and let us help bring your ideas to life. Our team will manage your project, handling the details the whole way through. So, now that you have a go-to, start your project today by calling 1-800-GO-LOWES. See Lowe's.com for licensing.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Because the Trump news that's been swallowing everything this weekend happened when the star of your sex dreams sat down with Stormy Daniels to discuss her alleged affair with Donald Trump. And my friends, it was creepy.
You had sex with him?
Yes. It started off all about him, just talking about himself. And he's like, have you seen my new magazine? And I was like, someone should take that magazine and spank you with it. And I was like, turn around, drop him. And I just gave him a couple swats.
This was done in a joking manner.
Yes. And from that moment on, he was a completely different person.
How so?
He quit talking about himself, and he asked me things, and I asked him things, and it just became, like, you know, a more appropriate.
Ew. Donald Trump likes to be spanked? I did not need to know that. And you know what makes it weirder is that when he's spanked, he becomes a nice guy and starts opening up. You know Bob Mueller is watching this interview, right? You know that. And now he's going to walk into the interrogation room with a rolled-up magazine like, okay, Donald, time to talk about Russia. Donald's going to be like, it started with, ow, a meeting, ow, at Trump Tower, ow. I've been a bad boy.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Man, that guy had some big shoes to fill, didn't he? Trevor Noah taking over for Jon Stewart in The Daily Show, but guess what? He's holding his own. Take that back. He's doing a great job. The great Trevor Noah, of course, nightly on Comedy Central. Well, my next guest, well, actually not my next guest. I've known this young man for a long time. Of course, met him one time when he was in the corner of Andre Ward. That's right, working the corner in a fight. Who am I talking about? You wouldn't believe it, but it's Steph Curry Unplugged, baby. Let it roll.
Steph Curry is joining us on behalf of Brita, and he's teaming up with them to provide clean drinking water to schools. As a founder of a charter high school, I'm enthusiastic to know. And tell me more about that.
Yeah, I have a great opportunity to partner with Brita on the Filter for Your Future campaign to help schools, you know, with water contamination issues, try to filter out their need for water bottles as a source for, you know, clean, safe drinking water. Every sale of a Brita Long Last filter or pitcher, a dollar from that sale is going to go towards providing schools across the country that are dealing with this issue with hydration stations to give their students clean, safe drinking water. And obviously that's doing great for the kids, doing great for the schools, but also cleaning up the environment with, you know, how many water bottles are being used now, right? So doing a lot of great good with it, a great opportunity to help our kids and continue to move the needle in this conversation.
That's amazing work and should be commended. And by the way, I've always respected how you balance your family life and career. And by the way, I played against your dad. Both of our dads played in the league, scored over 20,000 points. What were your basketball goals growing up?
I really just wanted to enjoy the moment. I was just talking with somebody yesterday about, you know, people asked, do you want to be, when you were a kid, did you see yourself in the NBA or whatnot? And that was always a goal of mine, but and I worked very hard every step of the way to put myself in the best position, but I just loved playing basketball, loved who I got to play, you know, with my teammates growing up, the challenge of you know, the competition, and as I went through the ranks, just appreciating every moment that I got to play. I think that kind of sparked, you know, my development in the game, because I didn't really rush to the end goal. I just stayed in the moment, appreciated, like I said, every level that I got to play, and that really inspired the joy that I have for it.
Well, it worked out pretty well. I mean, two-time champion, the only unanimous MVP. On switching gears, who has the best handles currently in the league?
There's so many guys. If you want to talk about, like, just getting from point A to point B, or, you know, always being in the control, obviously Kyrie's in there, John Wall, CP. There's guys that do it a bunch of different ways. If you look at LeBron, like him just being able to get from, you know, from one place to another with the ball in his hand with strength and power and all that kind of stuff. So it's just, you know, depending on who you ask, you probably get a different answer, but there's those three, I'll put myself in there too, I'd say had the best handle.
I'm glad you went there, because people never distinguish the fact that there are people that can dribble, then there are people who have a handle. And just because you can kill a crossover or between the legs or behind the back is different versus getting from point A to point B. Thank you for distinguishing that. People always sleep on that fact. Oh, it irritates me so much. What's,
you know,
more embarrassing?
Who those guys are. Yeah, so it's a good point.
So in your opinion, what's more embarrassing? Getting crossed up? I know you saw what James did to Wesley. That was just nasty. And falling, or getting dunked on?
In my world, getting crossed up, because I'm more out on the perimeter anyway, so I'm not down in the trees getting dunked on too often. So, but that's the part of the culture now. You know, it's a highlight-driven world and social media and all that stuff. So a guy like Wesley who had an incident with James, that's a part of the game. And you know, I actually appreciate the fact that he took that one-on-one challenge. It didn't work out for him, but the fact that he wasn't scared to guard somebody one-on-one, no matter what the outcome was, that's what basketball is about. So hopefully that doesn't change as generations come up in this new kind of culture and this new highlight-driven world, that it's all right if you get dunked on, if you try to block a shot, or if you get crossed up when you're trying to defend, because it's a part of the game.
Thank you for calling it an incident. I'll call it a crime scene when a guy falls on the ground. Only thing we missing is the chalk on the line, on the floor, like you did with Chris Paul on the baseline. Something like that.
It happens.
It happens to the – well, it never happened to me because I didn't play defense. So I never got dunked on, I promise you.
You could type in, my name and fall and getting crossed, and there's a couple run-ins.
So Steph, and rightfully so, when the conversation of best shooters of all time, your name continues to come up, and rightfully so, because you deserve to be in the conversation. For your dime, who are some of the best shooters, whether currently in the league or of all time?
I mean, you look at the three-point list, the top of the list, Reggie Miller and Ray Allen, those two guys shooting at such a high level for the length of their careers, that durability and longevity is something I really value from when it comes to shooting. If you look right now, obviously, my splash brother, my teammate, Klay Thompson, you got guys like Kyle Korver, obviously, Dell Curry, you got to throw him in the list.
No doubt.
The guys that shot the ball, you know, off the dribble, catch and shoot, able to create space, you know, high percentage, high volume. Another conversation that just depends on what your liking is or how you rank the order. But for me, you know, the way that Ray Allen and Reggie Miller really kind of sparked the three-point revolution and made it a threat and gave an opportunity for guys like me to come in and take it to a whole other level. I always appreciate those guys, and hopefully I can be up there on that list with them when my career is over.
Before we let you get out of here, and I appreciate you taking the time, I got some quick rapid-fire questions. Now, think about it like
this.
You can only choose between yourself, Clay, KD, and Draymond, the four All-Stars, okay? You got me here?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Which teammate has the quirkiest pregame rituals?
Klay Thompson, for sure.
Give me an example, please.
When he walks in the locker room, he's got the local newspaper sitting on his chair, and he'll take about 30 minutes when he gets into the arena, sit in the chair, catch up on his current events, get his mind right, just be in his own world. And all he's missing is a rocking chair and a cup of coffee, and he'd have his nice little setting.
Sounds like he was watching Michael do that a couple of times and he inherited it. What about, who's the worst dancer?
Yeah. Worst dancer is probably me, even though I feel like I can hold my own.
Well, you look good in your birthday video, eating your ribs.
Yeah, I knew you were going to bring that up.
I got one last thing I want to ask you, seriously. You and I both have something in common, and this is my most important question to you. I hear you love popcorn the way I do.
Oh, man. So when I go through the NBA season and you go to all, I guess, 28 other arenas that we play in, I have my own popcorn ranking, my own popcorn power rankings, if you will.
We need some power rankings. Please let us know who got the best, who got the worst.
The best right now is probably Miami. It always comes fresh and hot, salty, a little bit butter. The worst is probably, that's a good question. Probably Philly right now. And that's no knock on the city or the
property. You ain't got to apologize. They make terrible popcorn.
That's the popcorn. I might have to come out with, like, my season-ending power rankings so I can, you know, set it in stone. Who's got the best? Who's got the worst?
Well, we appreciate the love, Steph. Thank you for taking the time.
3.9 to go here in the first. It's Curry. Wallace is on him. Got by Rivers. Good at the cones.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Sixers running Simmons along with Redick in the backcourt. Guy's got it now in Embiid in the middle. He's got a mismatch and he promptly throws it down in the face of Paul Millsap. Joel Embiid, maybe that gets the Sixers going.
So when you look over at the Nuggets bench, all the Nuggets are looking at one another without saying a word.
And a timeout called by Denver.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Limited day in the world of the NBA, of course. Got the NCAA rocking and rolling. And, of course, Major League Baseball in the very first weekend of the 2018 season. But tonight, the Wizards were winners at home over Charlotte, 107-93. Detroit prevailed over the New York Knicks, 115-109 in New York. Toronto came up short in Boston, 110-99. Brooklyn came out with a squeaker in Miami, 110-109 over Miami. And Golden State. The aforementioned Golden State Warriors, of course, and the great Steph Curry, 112-96 winners over the Sacramento Kings. Straight up, of course, Curry is off on the disabled list. Straight up, let's talk about the world of baseball. Of course, the first weekend of baseball, and people are talking about the Giants again. Man, the Giants, big deal. You know, they won a couple of games. Let them keep winning, and then we'll talk about the Giants. Anyway, the Mets are winners today over the Cardinals, 8-2. Nationals, considered the best team in the National League, no doubt about it. They were 13-7 winners over the Reds. The Angels prevailed over the Athletics, 8-3. The Oakland A's are not going to be winners this year, believe me. They just don't have the team, don't have the talent, don't spend the money. They don't care. All they want to do is like make a few bucks, and they make a few bucks, so they're cool with it. The Astros are winners today, 9-3, in a battle of Texas with the Rangers. The Yankees prevailed over the Blue Jays. Take that back. The Blue Jays beat the Yankees 5-3. Interesting. Of course, that was in Toronto. The Indians were 6-5 winners from the Mariners. Boston Red Sox, 3-2 winners over the Tampa Bay Rays. The Twins, 6-2 over the Orioles. The Orioles, rock and roll, supposed to have a good team this year. We'll see. The Phillies came up way short against the Braves, 15-2. The Cubs were 10-8 winners over the Marlins. The White Sox, 4-3 winners over the Kansas City Royals. Of course, some other scores today were included the Diamondbacks coming up in a short one run short to the Rockies, 2-1 and Phoenix. The Brewers, 7-3 winners over the Padres. The Giants, how about those Giants? They lost to the Dodgers 5-0. No surprise there. The Giants, I said, are going to be perennial losers. I don't care what they say about rebuilding the team. You just can't rebuild rebuild what isn't there. And they just got to go out and get all new guys. They've got to, like, get rid of all the old guys. Pence has got to go. Pence is not going to hit 40 home runs and hit 400 and all that kind of good stuff. I mean, they're dreaming about having some fantasy year out of Pence. Come on, man. He's old. He's probably not even going to play much. Straight up, that wraps up the baseball and, of course, NBA wrap-up for tonight's Taco Man radio show.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Pretty good fight today, of course, across the pond in front of 89,000 people in Cardiff, Wales. The now still undefeated. I'm talking about Anthony Joshua, 2012. Olympic gold medalist, now 21-0, 20 knockouts, 20 12-round rout against the Previously undefeated Joseph Parker, 24-0, obviously now 24-1, the WBO title holder. Didn't put up much of a fight. I thought that he really should have pressed the action. As far as Joshua was concerned, he was dominant, but people wanted to see him, like, smash Parker into, like, pieces and this and that. And, you know, and Parker's a world-class fighter, and I think that Joshua wanted in his mind, he wanted to go 12 strong rounds and dominate the 12 straight rounds. He dominated the fight, but guess what? It wasn't, I don't know, he didn't end in a knockout. Anyway, this is what Josh had to say post-fight.
Anthony, congratulations. You've added the WBO to your IBF and your WBA. Your analysis of your own performance tonight?
I'm not going to make an analysis of my own performance. That's for my coach to do. But my strategy in there was kind of stick behind the jab. It's one of the most important weapons. The old saying is the right hand can take you around the block, but a good jab will take you around the world. And that secured another world championship belt. So I stuck behind the jab and I made sure anything that was coming back, I was switched on, I was focused. And 12 rounds, baby. I thought it was hard, right?
How did you find the 12-round distance?
Light work. It's light. This is boxing. This is what we do. 10 rounds, 2 rounds, 12 rounds, you know. I know sometimes the bookies have it as you might knock him out in 1 round, 2 rounds, 3 rounds, but forget the hype. Joseph Parker is a world champion, so I knew he's going to be determined. So sometimes this does become a boxing match, not a fight. So I made sure, and as I said to you in the previous comments and interviews, this will be about boxing finesse. Joseph Parker stated this will be a war. I stated this will be boxing finesse, and I stuck to my word and I controlled him behind the jab, the counter punches. And the main thing we cannot forget is I am the unified heavyweight champion of the world.
I was going to come to it later, but it feels like a good time to do it. Do you want to become undisputed heavyweight champion of the world?
100. 100.
You know what that means? You know what that means, though, don't you? That means that you would have to face WBC King Deontay Wilder.
You're asking me, do I want to become undisputed heavyweight champion of the world? IBO, WBO, IBF, WBA. 21 professional fights, 6 world championship fights. Does that not show you what route I'm going in? Forget the hype. I'm not into that. Everyone here knows me better than that. I'm not into the hype. I'm about business. So let's get the business done. And now I've got the time. If it takes my trainer, Eddie Hearn, sitting down and discussing plans with Al Haymon, Shirley, and seeing what the future holds, I'm down to ride for whatever, whenever.
So you want that fight with Deontay Wilder. We know that he's watching on our colleagues at Showtime tonight in the United States. So what would your message be to him?
Just like Dylan said, Wilder, let's go, baby! Let's go!
2012 Olympic gold medalist, WBA. Oh, God, here we go. IBF, WBO. He's got a whole bunch of belts. And, of course, the one belt he doesn't have belongs to Deontay Wilder, the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist, of course, out of Mobile, Alabama. The boxing mecca that Mobile is, bottom line is, he's 40-0, but it took him 39 fights to learn how to fight. In that 40th fight, I just didn't give him that high of a grade. But then again, styles make fights, you know. And this past Saturday night, there's no doubt that Joshua showed that he can go sharp rounds behind the mid jab. I call it all, you have like a B+. Can't give him an A, but you got to give him a B+. As far as grades concerned, the grade. Canelo Alvarez. How F? He failed that drug test, that's right, not once but twice. Bob Bennett, the spokesperson of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, has ruled basically that Canelo Alvarez has tried to take a performance-enhancing drug. I mean, some people tried to play it off as a drug that's used for asthma, makes you breathe a little easier. Well, it does a whole lot of things for you, and that's just one of the effects. The bottom line is he works much like an anabolic steroid. It is a performance-enhancing drug. Clenbuterol is what it's called if you want to look it up at Wikipedia. But Canelo Alvarez, of course, the May 5th fight, they say it's still happening. It's on. Yeah, right. April the 12th, I think the Athletic Commission is going to hold a meeting, and they're going to suspend Canelo Alvarez. Alvarez said that the substance was in his meat. And I went along with it maybe a little bit, but, you know, I don't know. I look at his body, and the guy doesn't have the kind of genes that his body illustrates. What do I mean by that is he's Mexican. And I'm going to sound real racist here, but my Mexican friends tell me that I'm right. He's got this squared chin that makes it look like he's been using human growth hormone. That's a symptom of human growth hormone. That and the fact he's got a body that he's cut up like an Adonis so much. When's Adonis almost? When's the last time you've seen a Mexican look like Adonis? It doesn't happen that way. It just doesn't happen. The genes aren't there. G-E-N-E-S. They're not there, okay? And for Canelo Alvarez, he needed the edge, of course, to go 12 rounds with Gennady Golovkin. And now the edge is taken away and the rematch is taken away. It's not going to happen May the 5th. It may happen in September. But, you know, Golovkin, and I've heard him on this show last week, I think he said that he'd be willing to fight Alvarez if he was taking horse semen, shooting him in both eyeballs. He didn't care. He just needs that money. This is about the professional career of Gennady Golovkin, 34 going on 35 years old, waiting for that big payday. He thought it was going to be the rematch. Guess what? It's off May the 5th. There will be no boxing in Las Vegas unless there's some substitute card, and I don't think they'll be able to pull that off. Besides, they're telling people they can cancel their, they can change tickets and that kind of stuff, change your plans. And, they're telling you it ain't happening. It isn't official yet, but it ain't happening. Take my word for it. The Taco Man says the fight's not going to happen May 5th. If it does, I'll eat an 8x10-inch piece of paper here on the air that night. I'm telling you, it ain't happening. And it shouldn't happen. The guy's a crook. He's a criminal. I mean, think about this, folks. He's taking performance-enhancing drugs in a fight. That means he wants to be able to beat somebody up easier or beat them up further or beat them up, considerably more than he would have had he not been taking these performance-enhancing drugs. And that's where I sort of draw the line, because if you want to hit baseballs, okay. You want to hit golf balls, okay. You want to swim, I got a problem with that a little bit. But you want to hit somebody, I got a real problem with that.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Hey, hey, what is happening? Welcome to another edition of Dom's Diner. We're back open for business and a very special menu tonight because it's an all-winners menu. That's the kind of week we've had.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner this week, LeBron James. LeBron James with a dunk in the first quarter of the Cavs' 107-102 win over the Pelicans scored his 10th and 11th points, reaching double figures for the 867th consecutive regular season game, surpassing Hall of Famer, the GOAT, his heirness, Michael Jordan, for the tops on the all-time list of consecutive games played with at least 10 points. LeBron ended up with 27 points. The last time LeBron didn't score 10 points, January 5th, 2007 against the Milwaukee Bucks. He went 3 of 13, scored 8 points. LeBron had just turned 22. 90% of active NBA players weren't in the league yet, and every other Cavalier who played in that game is no longer in the NBA. So that's a testament to LeBron's greatness, how long he's been at the level that he's at. Shout out to LeBron James. A challenger to the GOAT label in the NBA, greatest of all time. Second winner, Joe Panik, San Francisco Giants second baseman. Through two games, Thursday and Friday, he's got two solo home runs. He hit one in each game, but the Giants won both of those games against the Dodgers 1-0. He took Clayton Kershaw deep in game one, and then he took Kenley Jansen deep on Friday night. Giants won both games, you guessed it, 1-0. So Joe Panik through Friday has accounted for literally all of the San Francisco Giants offense. Giants first team in history to have a player hit two solo home runs, one in each game in back-to-back games, and the team won the game 1-0 in both games. First time that's ever happened. So for that, and for picking up two early wins against the Dodgers, the Giants, Joe Panik, you are also a winner. And my third winner this week, Loyola Chicago. That's right. They may have lost in their Final Four game against Michigan on Saturday. However, they came away as the darlings of the NCAA tournament. If it wasn't for Loyola Chicago, we'd still be talking about UMBC, the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. The Retrievers, woof woof, and their stunning upset. They're 16 over a one seed win over Virginia. But because of Sister Jean, because of Loyola Chicago, we're talking more about them, and UMBC has kind of faded into the background. So yes, they did lose, but Loyola Chicago, they're the darlings of the NCAA tournament. Sister Jean, international star. And now they have the third best winning percentage in NCAA tournament history behind Duke and UNC. That's right. They don't always make the tournament, but when they do, they go far. Remember the former champions some 60 years ago. They reached the Final Four semifinals of this year's tournament. So shout out to Loyola Chicago. Also winners despite losing their Final Four game. Next winner, Moritz Wagner. First player since 1983 to go 20-15 in a national semifinal. Last person to do it went 22-20. Hakeem Olajuwon. So yeah. Mo Wagner, you're in pretty good company there. 24 points, 15 rebounds. The center for Michigan, the sweet shooting German. Didn't have a lot going with the shot. Continued to struggle from outside, but he was a force on the glass. Had more than 7 offensive rebounds in the first half alone. Tons of putbacks. Mo Wagner got the job done. Next winner, Villanova. You had an 11-3 on the left-hand side of the bracket. On the right side, you had two number ones. Villanova against Kansas, and Villanova showed why they're the favorites and why it's their tournament to lose. Start to finish, absolute domination. They win 95-75. Villanova, the Wildcats, putting a beat down on the Jayhawks. Villanova looking to win another title. It'd be their second title in 3 years, so they have to be winners. Absolute domination. They will take on the University of Michigan Wolverines on Monday in the national championship. Good luck to both teams. Got to give the edge to Villanova right now. All right, my next winner, Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Yes, the Swedish sensation, the Chuck Norris of the soccer world. Well, he decided he was going to leave Manchester United. He's been hurt over the last couple years since he signed with them. And he joined the Los Angeles Galaxy. And on Saturday, he played his first game for the Galaxy. Came in as a sub in the second half. Only took two shots, but he scored two goals. One of those goals, an absolutely stunning firecracker volley from more than 30 yards out. He goes up, his teammate goes up, wins the ball. The ball bounces once. Zlatan finds himself in shooting position and fires an absolute rocket on a volley more than 30 yards. Buries it deep in the back of the net for his first goal for the Galaxy in ultimate Zlatan fashion. But he wasn't done yet because his second goal won them the game in stoppage time, the 91st minute. Zlatan gets across, he goes up for the header, and the header goes into the goal. Zlatan doing Zlatan things. Normally you'd say, hey Zlatan, welcome to Los Angeles, but no. The phrase that I've been hearing, hey LA, hey Los Angeles, welcome to Zlatan. Because that's just what Zlatan Ibrahimovic does. The guy scores goals. And yeah, he may have retired from Sweden from international duty, but don't forget, Sweden made the World Cup without Zlatan. And if he's healthy and in form, and if Saturday in his first game for LA was any kind of indication, barometer of how he's doing, how he's feeling, I think you might see Zlatan in one more World Cup after all. So that'll be something to watch. I'm going to keep my eye out for Zlatan at the 2018 World Cup this summer in Russia. And just when you thought we were done with winners, no, there it was, so much more winning. Matt Davidson, the White Sox third baseman, he had himself an opening day, folks. Matt Davidson hits three home runs in the White Sox opening day 14-7 win over the Royals. Davidson is the first player in White Sox history to get hit three home runs on opening day. He's the 15th player in Chicago history with three home runs in one game. The team record is four. He hit solo shots in the fourth and the fifth inning and a three-run homer in the eighth. The White Sox had six total home runs to tie the MLB record for most opening day home runs with the 1988 Mets. Shout out to Matt Davidson, three home runs on opening day. Shout out to the White Sox. They got the job done. Hit a lot of home runs on opening day. All in all, good stuff. Another winner! I told you at the very beginning of this, right when we opened our doors, I told you there are a ton of winners. So much winning. Good stuff. Donald Trump would even be happy because there's so much winning. Another winner, Giancarlo Stanton. Now, everybody knows, everybody's familiar, well-versed with the Giancarlo trade saga this offseason with the Marlins. New ownership, Derek Jeter, they wanted to get Stanton's monster contract off of the books. Oh no, they're going to burn it down. They ended up burning down. He was going to go to the Cardinals. He was going to go to the Giants. Deals were in place, but he's like, nah, I don't really want to go to those teams. So he ends up accepting a trade to the Yankees. The Yankees, like, they needed a slugger. They already had Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez. Well, they add Giancarlo Stanton. Him and Aaron Judge are going to basically be the new Bash Bros, hopefully without the PEDs. But they're going to hit a ton of home runs. And Giancarlo Stanton on opening day, what did he do? He hit two home runs. Welcome to the Yankees. Welcome to the American League, Giancarlo Stanton. And I know I promised you a show full of nothing but winners, but there's just one guy that stuck out. I'm not going to call him a loser, so technically it's still winners, but I am going to give him a good job, good effort. My good job, good effort this week goes out to Salvador Perez, the all-star catcher for the Kansas City Royals. He's going to be out at least 4 weeks due to a partially torn MCL, an injury to his knee. Now, yes, normally that's unfortunate. That's a sad thing. Why are you making fun of him? Why would you do that to the poor guy? Yes, it's a serious injury, partially torn ligament in his knee. I understand that. The way that he partially tore said ligament in his knee, Jeremy Affelt, like, if you don't quite recall, Jeremy Affelt bent down to pick up his kid, injured his knee. Jeremy Affelt once sliced open his hand and damaged a little bit of a nerve tendon trying to separate frozen burger patties with a knife. So Jeremy Affeldt is the king of fluke injuries. Well, add Salvador Perez to his company because he was carrying his luggage like any ball player would. He slipped and then he injured his knee. So Salvador Perez, I do hope you recover quickly. You're out 4 weeks. That stinks big time. But good job. Good effort. Maybe have a rookie carry your luggage next time. That is going to wrap it up. I'm all done. I'm out of specials. We're out of winners. There were lots of them. Hopefully we've got some more losers next week because who doesn't love losers? Lovable losers. Hello. Got to close up the shop. You don't got to go home, but you got to get the heck up out of here. I implore you, stick around because right now Taco Man has more Sports Overnight America. Taco Man, what else you got?
The man, Dominic Jimenez. What can I say, folks? What can I say? The great Dominic Jimenez, of course, Dom's Diner weekly here on the Taco Man Radio Show. We thank him for his weekly contribution. Without him, the show just wouldn't be the show. Straight up, let's talk about Terry Bollea. You know who Terry Bollea is? He's the most famous wrestler in the history of professional wrestling. Who is that? Hulk Hogan. You know, the guy that bankrupted Gawker magazine, all that kind of good stuff about 2 years ago. Anyway, Hulk Hogan, of course, has been caught recently making a whole lot of nasty racial epithets. So, unfortunately, it's been caught on tape, and, you know, Hulk Hogan denied it at first, but now he's saying, you know, all right, I did say these things. I did drop the N-word a whole bunch of times, but, you know, I don't need to just apologize to black wrestlers. I need to apologize to all wrestlers. Some crazy stuff like that. The bottom line is, he really doesn't know what he's doing anymore. I really think he's sort of punchy, like punch drunk, maybe from those concussions. I don't know, but Hulk Hogan, Terry Bollea, remember confronting him in 2000. No, I'll take that back. The 1990s. We're in Las Vegas at a fight, and he had showed up having just admitted on a witness stand he had taken steroids. And, of course, we asked him about this at a press conference, and they jumped on me like, wow, man, how dare you ask a guy like that at a press conference a question as to whether or not he's taken steroids after testifying to that week in federal court. Bottom line is Terry Bollea, Hulk Hogan, as fake as they ever came. I don't know how he ever got over his professional wrestling because as far as wrestling is concerned, he wouldn't know a wrist lock from a padlock. Straight up, that's the Hulk Hogan. Hey, how about this? We all look at boxing and, of course, MMA. We look at these fantastic-looking ring card girls. I mean, wow, stunning women, you know, built to the T, the whole nine yards. Donald Trump would call them tens, of course. Anyway, now Elias Theodoro, course, a USC fighter. He was the first ever USC fight boy, ring boy, call it what you want, running around. Anyway, he says he's going to develop a new stable. He's building an MMA empire, so they'll call it Ring Boys Empire. Yeah, that's really going to go over well, don't you think? Yeah, maybe in gay bars, but not probably with the American public. Well, I think the majority of the people watching fights prefer to see chicks. Now, am I being sexist? Of course I am. I'm a male heterosexual male. That's just the way I am. Bottom line is I got one segment to go. Open phone lines around the planet. You can join me if you like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, you've also got the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. I've got a couple of texts I can get to after the break. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So I'm dumping on Terry Bollea. Yeah, I never liked Hulk Hogan. You're tuned to Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation.
800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Irving finds James wide open for three. That's good. James drives on Iguodala, keeps his dribble along the baseline. Back up top, Smith from way outside. Bang!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
Wrapping things up here, another hour of Taco Man Radio Man. Did that go fast or what? What can I say? It's in the rearview mirror as I speak, but got to give props to Steph Curry, no doubt about that. Dominic Jimenez, Dom's Diner, what can I say? One of the classic sports features in the world of journalism, no doubt about it. He creates it all himself, the great Dominic Jimenez. So I want to thank you. I want to thank my guest. I want to thank my producer, of course, Scott Cuddy. And don't forget the rest of the weekend schedule regarding myself here at Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. Sunday morning, we'll have a two-hour edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It's right, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. We'll talk boxing and MMA. And then, of course, we'll hook things up with the final show Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time when I talk a little pro wrestling and some MMA, of course, with Dr. Mike Lano and a couple other great guests. So straight up, I thank you so much for tuning in to Taco Man Radio Live tonight, of course, on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. Don't forget, Taco Man Radio airs each and every Saturday. That's 10 p.m. Pacific time. Or Sunday, 1 a.m. Eastern Time, one or the other. We're live on the air, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports. Until next week, have a great week. Listen to Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
My daughter, too. She's no bargain either, my daughter. You kidding? Well, she's been picked up so many times, she's starting to grow handles.
This is Sports Overnight America.